This is your AFN Rota Daily Newscast.
I'm Petty Officer Aaron Spurley. Naval Station Rota's Public Works Department Transportation Branch received two new electric vehicles, or EVs, bringing the base's total to 13. Transportation Branch Head Tony Keeley talked about the future of the base's EV program.
Through the course of 3 to 5 years, we review every vehicle in our fleet, and with the exception of 45 specialized vehicles or very large vehicles, we feel like all of our light and medium duty vehicles are good candidates to be converted over to electric. So long-term goal, and you know, maybe this is 10 years out, we would like to have around 250.
Another facet of the EV program that the office oversees is the installation of infrastructure to support electric vehicles, something the Public Works Department has just recently expanded.
It is always a challenge, probably from headquarters down, as to whether we buy vehicles and then install charging infrastructure, or do we install infrastructure and wait for vehicles to come. But there was project money available to install infrastructure, and we were able to put a project together, and we executed those funds last year to install additional 22 chargers around the base.
Finally, Mr. Keeley explained why the EV program is important.
I think the big goal is to reduce fossil fuel reliance, and anything we can do locally, we're trying to do, and the ways that we can, not just big Navy, but big government itself is trying to move in this direction and to try to make that happen.
Reporting from Naval Station Rota, I'm Petty Officer Aaron Spurley.